Now, some bacterial infections, and this week we're talking about bacterial infections and superbugs in hospitals on The Naked Scientist, but some bacterial infections like E. coli 0157, which is a cause of food poisoning, can also damage your kidneys, for example. They seem paradoxically to get a lot worse when you give patients antibiotics instead of getting better. And it seems that this is because the bacteria enter a sort of high alert state in response to the treatment, and so they fight back by becoming a lot more virulent. But now researchers at Southwestern Medical Center at the University of Texas have come up with a drug that can stop these bacteria from sensing the chemicals in your body that tell the bacteria your body's gearing up to fight them. And Dr. Vanessa Sperandio is in Dallas, and she joins us now to tell us about this bit of research. Hello, Vanessa.
Hello, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. So how do bacteria actually manage to home in on the fact that we're onto them?
Well, they sense two stress hormones that you have, adrenaline and noradrenaline, and they use those two hormones as cues to know that they're inside of you. And when they sense that receptor in the bacteria, they activate production of their virulence traits. And by doing that, they can actually make you sick and turn on everything that will cause disease.
It's intriguing to think that these bacteria are eavesdropping on our own inflammatory signals. They've learned, or evolved, I should say, to detect the signals our body uses to fight them.
Yes, and those are very primal type of signals, because that's at the core of your immune system, and it's the core of gauging how healthy or not you really are and how stressed you are.
So how did you get a handle on what the bacteria were doing and then try to work out how to stop them?
So we figured out many years ago that they were using the signals, and then in 2006 we were able to identify one of the bacterial receptors for these signals. And what we've done now is to develop drugs that will bind to the bacterial receptor and prevent the receptor from seeing the host's stress hormones. And in this way, the bacteria passes blindly through the host without being able to know where it is and activate its virulence traits.
Oh, I see. So you've managed to come up with a drug molecule that can block up the ability of the bacteria to see adrenaline or noradrenaline, so the bacteria don't effectively know they're in the body.
Yes.
So how could this molecule be used, and is it safe?
So far, the molecule is safe. Of course, this isn't the level of proof of principle. We did do some preliminary toxicology in mice, and so far it looks to be safe. It also does not signal to human adrenergic receptors, which is important. And it can be used either to treat infections, or hopefully we also want to try to use this to prevent infections.
And which sorts of bacteria will be vulnerable to this? Because you've done tests on a number of different classes of bacteria, but where do you see it actually being most useful?
So it can be used very useful for something like E. coli 157, which right now has no treatment. We also looked into this drug to treat salmonella infections, which can cause gastroenteritis and typhoid fever. We looked into tularemia, which is a biothreat agent. And in between this bacteria, there are several important pathogens that actually have this sensor. And so this could be used, hopefully, to treat some nosocomial infections, especially for patients in ventilators, because bacteria like Klebsiella, Acinetobacter, and Pseudomonas, who are important in this class of patients, which do not have a lot of treatments and antibiotics against, and are quite resilient to antibiotic treatment, they all possess the signaling system.
And just to finish off, when do you think that we might be seeing this going into humans in clinical trials?
We're planning. We got money from the National Institutes of Health, NIH, to develop these drugs to preclinical in 5 years, which means in 5 years we want to be able to have everything preclinically, toxicology and safety done, and hopefully in 5 years start the first phase trials in humans.
Thank you, Vanessa. That's Dr. Vanessa Sperandio, who is from UT Southwestern, and she's been looking into ways to stop bacteria from sensing our own biological attack, which is how they know we're onto them. Maybe not for much longer.
Stripping down science. The Naked Scientists.
You are listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney. Do not forget that we also beam this programme live into Second Life every Sunday from 6pm UK time. That's 10am Second Life time. And there's a great group of avatars there. They chat about the science in the show, all sorts of things. So if you want to join them, go and visit the Psylands. Search The Naked Scientists. You can drop by our palace and relax on one of our sun lounges, listen to the show.
Last week it was a mansion, Kat. This week you've made a palace. People are going to expect great things.
Exactly, exactly. It'll be a cathedral next week. And while you're online, why not tell us how we can make the show even better? You know, we get hear from you all the time that we're doing a great job, but yeah, I'm sure there's things that you'd like us to do better. So tell us what you'd like or dislike about the show with our survey at www.thenakedscientist.com/survey.
Thank you, Kat. And of course, the one thing to mention is that we're live on a Sunday evening. So if you do want to check out what we're up to in the Psylands, you have to go to Second Life on Sunday evening, UK time, 6pm.